Here's Bill Hendricks.
Joining us on the show this evening is Jay Santos, who is the Brigadier Admiral of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, with the abduction of Lori Hacking in Salt Lake City. Again, the idea, the reality of abductions of women, children, innocent people is at the fore of our thinking. Jay, thank you for joining us.
Always my pleasure, Phil.
Are you looking at the Citizens Auxiliary Police is not an official police force?
Well, I think to call us not an official police force might be a little bit of an understatement. I think the police, with their workload, a lot of things do slip through the cracks of the police. We come along as a citizens unit, and we sort of take a peek over the shoulder of the police, make sure the things that they're doing as effectively as they can. I mean, I'm not denigrating the work of our police officers, but the citizens, a volunteer group that we put together in our neighborhood here. We utilize the resources we have at our disposal, whether it be borrow one of the guy's wife's vans or something, so we just cruise the streets. And
Tell me about this abduction of Lori Hacking and how this is playing into what you, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, have planned for the weekend.
Well, I think we're all on edge with the Lori Hacking, Lacey Peterson, this kind of situation. And they are now, as far as I know, the police are looking at the husband. Of course, police are handling like, but we certainly do want to come into the fore. And I had a very interesting conversation with Major Elvis Newton last night. His directive for us this weekend was to check out garage sales, which we're going to be doing.
Now, why are you checking out garage sale where people sell personal effects?
That's correct. And the reason is, in around the South Bay area and other citizens' areas are being patrolled by other citizens' groups across the country. The reason for this is because this is why Major Elvis Newton, I think, is a real visionary. He's the founding member of our group. Garage sales happen all the time, but no one ever asks what kind of people go to these things. And I don't know about you, Phil. I've always been very curious. Who is it that goes to a garage sale? What kind of human being, and I don't mean to be judgmental, but what kind of human being would wander through someone's, picking through their old underwear, their hand-me-down cast-off personal effects in this kind of situation that could be unsanitary and so forth? These items could be broken, they could be unsanitary, it could be stolen. So we're going to be out feeling around the neighborhood, and that's what we want to do this weekend, keep an eye on as many garage sales we can.
Are you thinking that Lacey Peterson, Lori Hacking, I don't know, Elizabeth Smart, any innocent person that's abducted, are you saying that there is a possibility that garage sales, as we know them, these neighborhood garage sales, might have played a part in their abduction?
Well, I'm saying, Phil, and I think all that Major Elvis Newton is trying to say is that garage sales, as we know them, as is presently constituted, introduced into the neighborhood, neighborhood that might otherwise be safe, I think it's time that we take a look at these. I think that these garage sales introduce an element of people that are suspect. I think you've got some real dregs, you've got some real bottom feeders. They're driving into a neighborhood that might otherwise have been passed by had the innocent citizen not put up his little sign on a telephone pole, and now comes some scumbag wandering into your neighborhood, picking through your cast-off and underwear in this kind of situation. Because a lot of these people, this is how these people live. And the worst are the people that have the garage sale. I'm not trying to denigrate nobody, but they are outing, they're out there putting little signs to say, hey, we're having a garage sale. It basically says if you're a sexual deviant, if you're a drug dealer, you're one of these homicidal acts, sort of an axe killer deal, and you're one of these molestation individuals, come on in. We're going to try, come on into our neighborhood. We're going to try to slow that down.
So are you closing down garage sales? Are you?
We are going to put as many of them on notice as we possibly can this weekend.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Very strong feeling on their part. And understand this organization, you're not an official police force.
Well, I got to interrupt you again when you say we're not official. A lot of stuff slips through the cracks of the police. We're trying to, kind of clean up few messages that they leave. And
all right, hold on. I'll give our phone number and we can talk a little bit more, Jay. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. There is a serious feeling, at least on the part of this organization, that garage sales, sales where people are selling cast-off items on their property from their garages, we've all seen them. They're in every neighborhood in America and on any given weekend, may be introducing into neighborhoods, as you say, Mr. Santos, low scum.
Well, you got a lot of these molestation situations. You got a lot of these scumbags. That's the deal we're talking about.
Right. The idea that garage sales might have had something to do with Lori Hacking's disappearance and Lacey Peterson is mind-boggling. That would be a magnet for sick people, because when I drive by a garage sale, Most of the time, I'm seeing a lot of elderly people or kids.
Well, that's not my... I mean, you see all kinds of people at garage sales, and when you say, well, you know, Jay, all I see are elderly people, see, to you, that means that's not a threat. To me, anybody's a possible threat. Elderly people can abduct and pull a full molestation within 30 minutes, the same as anybody else. I can tell you from personal experience, you had Subcommander Holloway and myself, we had borrowed his wife's Windstar, and we used it one night as a patrol vehicle, and we had seen this individual at a garage sale picking up a child's tricycle, and we had observed this from just about 75 yards. We saw this individual pick up a child's tricycle, and I don't want to be offensive on the situation.
A kid's tricycle?
That is correct.
Well, what was he doing?
Well, as I said, I don't want to be offensive, but we observed him at that time.
Well, what you can say if it's not profane?
Well, I can tell you, at that time, we did observe him pick up this tricycle and attempting to, at that time, he did sniff or, at that time, smell the seat of the tricycle. Now, this is what these people do, and the next thing you know, they might want to come back to the real thing. That's the only thing that I'm worried about.
But you're also indicting the person for having the seat. I don't know, if a man picks up a tricycle and he might have been looking at a spring under the seat, there are springs under those tricycle seats.
Well, I'm not sure. Again, we observed him just about 75, 50 yards. We were looking at him with field glasses, and I, at that time, made the determination that he's some kind of a perv, he's sick. Well, he's twisted sick deals.
But you also indict the people that have the garage sale.
Well, let me put it this way. So do you fish? Mr. Henry, you fish?
On occasion, yes, I do.
All right, if you fish, you know there's something called chumming the water. Now, chumming the water is you throw in a bucket of blood in the water and try to get the fish gather about. These individuals who have the temerity to have these garage sales are like a bucket of blood thrown into the middle of a herd of shark out there under the pier. The garage sale will bring into a neighborhood some real garbage. You're talking about some real street garbage. And you want your kid picked off the street and thrown in the trunk of a car, you go ahead and have yourself a garage sale. Because I tell you right now, it's indicted.
So the basic theory is the garage sale invites into the neighborhood individuals that might want to case the house.
Individuals that want to case the house, individuals that want to take a peek at some kid, old kid running around a bathing suit. I don't know how these twisted people think. And I'm saying that with the disappearance of Lori Hacking, the current situation around Lacey Peterson, as well as all the other situations that currently are being apprised by the police departments of the United States of America, I think you got to take a good, long, hard look at these garage sales. So what we're going to do is put these people on notice this weekend.
Are you shutting these garage sales down when you find them?
That is correct, yes, sir.
How are you doing that?
I can tell you, we do have an alert signal if you want me to... I'm telling one of the subcommanders to get our air horn out. What we're doing is when we see a garage sale, Mr. Henry, we do notify the owner of the home that they have a half hour, and we do at that time go back to the patrol vehicle, and we will give them what is called a warning blast. Subcommander Holloway is at his wife's car right now. Go ahead and... So you can hear that. That is the signal. Go ahead and wrap it up. So everything is wrapped up off the street, and let's go.
Well, what if they don't... You know, if I'm having, I don't mean to say, you know, anything. What if they do not come, you know, or what do you guys say?
If they don't comply?
If they do not comply.
Well, at that time, then, we do have a situation. We will go to the owner and say, all right, we did give you the air horn warning. You have not shut the garage sale down as it is presently constituted. And at that time, we have to inform you that we're going to start to confiscate the items. And we will begin to remove those items from the garage sale street and put them into, you know, Subcommander Holloway's wife's Windstar, whatever car is available at that time.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The garage sale. All over America, we see them every week of every year. Could they be inviting into neighborhoods sick and twisted and perverted people who may have, for instance, committed the abduction of Lori Hacking or Lacey Peterson or Elizabeth Smart or any people who have gone missing and whose disappearance we have yet to solve? The garage sale. And are the people that have these garage sales equally as culpable as the so-called scum that they invite in? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police says this weekend they will be going and asking people to close their garage sales down. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
949-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
On the line with me is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police as we deal with yet another abduction in our country. They're happening every day, Mr. Santos, obviously. So to focus on Lori hacking probably isn't fair.
Well, let's just interrupt you for a second, Phil, and say that I don't want to focus on Lori hacking. Also, I'm a Brigadier Admiral with the Assistant Auxiliary Police. I'm not making a big deal.
I'm sorry.
No, but it's not a big deal. I just want to mention that, yes, you're right. Abductions did happen every day. We can stop one. And if we can stop them at the obvious place where they start. See, nobody wants to talk about the garage sale as it is constituted because it's a very real lure for a lot of your mountain trash, a lot of the resort trash comes out, especially here in Los Angeles. We've got an awful lot of visitors that come in, and you get a lot of this prairie trash coming in here, and the first thing they want to do is get their giggles with some little kid, which I think is about as perverted as it goes. So that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, there's an old saying, Phil, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and the road to a shallow grave for a four-year-old child might be paved with someone's old beer glasses. I can't let that happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Lisa. You're on the air with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Lisa?
Oh, hi, I'm here.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
You know, my heart is beating so fast, I'm just sickened by what I hear. You know, I have had garage sales. I've grown up on garage sales, and I attend them all the time because, I mean, it's a great way to save money on kids' toys. And I just think that's really going on the deep end of crime, really. I mean, the garage sales are early on a Saturday morning, and you get to know your neighbors, and I think it's kind of a community thing.
I think there's a lot of positive aspects what you're saying, ma'am, but unfortunately what the garage sale does represent as well, since a lot of these signs are posted not only on postings outside the neighborhood, you also have these ads that are placed in newspapers, Recycler, and what have you. They are automatic attractions to individuals who might want a case house for burglary. These perverts that want to come and take a little kid who's running around in his underwear, what have you. And so while the garage sale person who's having it may have the best of intentions, as I said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
But what is this world coming to? I mean, you can't let your kid go to the park. You can't have a garage sale. I mean,
well,
not
that's
everyone
where
in the
I,
world
that's,
is bad.
That's
I mean,
how I feel about
families
it.
Families and children and, you know, that's
and
what
do
I
do you
mean.
Have any idea the danger that exists? You're putting your children in danger when strangers are allowed onto your property to pick through your underwear or whatever it is you got out there, and you might as well unlock your kid's window.
I have never had a suspicious-looking person. I've mostly seen mothers and kids and just family people and neighbors.
Well,
and
as we found out in 9/11, and too late, in fact, suspicious-looking people may not necessarily be the ones that we should target. 9/11, I think, taught us something very clearly, that the people that perpetrated the 9/11 crashings of the buildings and all this nonsense were, in fact, young, well-scrubbed, good-looking young men who you would have invited into your home to have a beer and all
the night. Their are a little higher than, you know, a small three-bedroom home having a garage sale. I mean,
if that small three-bedroom home has a little tiny child in it, some pervert wants to get his hands on it. Right there, he's just found himself a big fat fish in a pond.
Well, the world, you have to be aware wherever you go, whatever you do. And you don't invite these people to come in and use your restroom.
Well, of course you do not. But as I said, we observed a man picking up a tricycle. Can you imagine a guy picking up a tricycle trying to snip the seat? This is kind of a deal. And this is happening in your neighborhood.
Well, again, I don't know whether you saw him trying to sniff a tricycle seat or whether he was...
That's gross and disgusting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm not going to sit for it in my neighborhood. And there's an old saying...
You know what? I don't think they do that at an early Saturday morning at a garage sale in front of a whole street of mothers and their children, because you know what? We are like lions, and if we saw any pervert weirdo coming up and doing
you ought to be in the business that I'm in, ma'am, because as a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, I've seen a lot of sickness.
Well, that lady was going off the deep end there for a second. 1-800-449.
Let me just jump in. I can understand her concern. But I can tell you right now, she's sitting there and she's telling people, oh yeah, those shot glasses are only 50 cents and that's a really nice can opener. Meanwhile, I got some guy who's got his face pressed right into some tricycle seat. No thank you.
1-800-449-8686. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, but if you're staking these things out and looking at them, perhaps you've got some information I don't have. Here is Lily. Lily, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I think this is bogus. I really think this whole garage sale thing that he's got going on, it's part of being an American. In America, we have the freedom to go out garage sailing. Some of us make money on sailing.
That's fine, but you're not hearing what I'm saying. It may be part of your daily, whatever it is you do. But you're inviting into your neighborhood every twisted, sick creep, all this scum.
I think there's other ways to go about getting them. That's fine. I admire the fact that you want to go out there and surveillance them and look
exactly.
and see what people are doing. But ending garage sales, I think it's bogus.
What
other
is
countries,
saying,
listen,
ma'am?
Listen to me. This is America.
You're a wolf
in other Hispanic countries, look, Mr. Soto, in other Hispanic countries, they come into your neighborhood and they tell you what you can and what you cannot do, sweetheart.
What's that?
You want to live in a country where they tell you what you can and cannot do? Go live in Cuba.
Well, I'm there right now, man.
Go live in another
Cuba,
country.
Yeah.
Not in America, where Americans go garage selling on weekends.
Let me tell you a little bit about America, because obviously you're new here, but... What we try to do
Robin,
in our country is I was born in this country. We try to make sure that perverts don't pick our kids up off the street and start sniffing them and stuff like that.
So why don't you teach people how not to be a pervert? Why don't you start there?
Why don't we teach people how not to murder? But they still do. See, get my drift?
Exactly, but
get my drift? You get my drift on that?
You need to be doing something else except going around people's houses and ending garage sales on Saturday morning.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you right now that if you're having a garage sale on our, you see our vehicle down the street, you're going to hear this sound. That means wrap it up.
And you know what I'm going to think? I'm going to think Castro is coming down the street with the Comité del Barrio.
No, I don't think you will, because if it's that bad in America, you'd head on back
to Cuba. Seriously, if America is taking the stand and going with what you're thinking, and I'm sure the majority of the listeners are against
you. You got a pervert standing there in a pair of khakis and a golf shirt sniffing a Fisher-Price toy.
All right, pick him up.
All right.
Spend all the energy that you're taking going to people's houses and scaring them.
All right. Lily, thank
you. Take that energy and pick them up off the street.
You know, but what I'm hearing here, Phil, are people who want to defend a garage sale. I think it's an admirable thing. I think the garage sale is a time-honored tradition. But, hey, you want to know something else? It used to be a time-honored tradition, Phil, to leave your doors unlocked. Do you do that anymore, Lily? No. And I don't think you live in Cuba just because you have to lock your doors at night. What I'm saying The man is speaking. And
what do you mean the man is speaking?
She's Hispanic. She understands what that means. I'm simply saying that if you want to dangle your child out there for any pervert to come along and go, fresh meat, not me.
All right, Lily, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What are you doing now?
We're testing out the horn right now. As a matter of fact, we also have a bullhorn. You can hear. I'll show you what we basically do, Phil, is we enter these neighborhoods on the horn and basically tell people.
Shut down.
At that time, of course, what we are able to ascertain how we're going to basically do the best that we can for the...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I didn't hear the last part there. 1-800-449-8686. Do garage sales invite perverts into our neighborhoods? Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Talking with Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police about the possibility that garage sales, neighborhood garage sales, could be at the heart of abductions. Children being abducted from neighborhoods because your neighbor is having a garage sale and inviting just anybody into the neighborhood to look at odds and ends.
Phil, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead, Jay.
Boy, I'll tell you right now, you hit it on the head right there. You hit it on the head. I'd like the people who listen to the program tonight to consider it's their neighbors that are doing this. Your neighbor has a garage sale, he puts you at risk. Neighbor down the street has a garage sale, puts you at risk. It is a level of selfishness, I think, that we need to take into consideration. In fact, the undeniable fact, the garage sale is like a gold embossed invitation, any scum dragging down the street to come on into your neighborhood.
Well, I want to ask you, I got some phone calls to get to, but Mr. Nguyen Tho of Hawthorne filed a complaint with the Hawthorne police when you closed down his garage sale. he was having on your particular street where you live?
That is correct. First of all, Mr. Ritter, I have a 15-year-old daughter. Okay? And Mr. Doe decided that he would open his home to every piece of street trash to come look at some of his oriental furniture and all kind of, you know, the Buddhas and all of this kind of a thing. And I went down there and I told him, you know, let me tell you what. And I went ahead and I'm sitting inside the Windstar right now. And I said, let me tell you what. And I hit the horn. I'm going to shut it down because I have a 15-year-old daughter. If you think you're going to bring some street garbage in to look at your Buddhist collections and your gongs and all this deal, and next thing you know, my daughter's in the back of some sick, twisted individual's van. Let me tell you what happens then, Mr. Henry. What happens then is they take them over here to Hollywood, right at the 405 freeway here, and then they make what they call a snuff movie. Now, maybe they do that in Vietnam, where I'm sure garage sales are flourishing, but not here in the United States.
Well, I can understand the father's concern for his daughter.
You better believe it.
But to shut a man's garage sale, you had to deal with the police.
I told the Hawthorne PD, I said, let me tell you something right now. This guy's sitting next door, selling beer glasses, putting my daughter at risk to be in a snuff film. It's not going to happen.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk here to Jim. Jim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing? I love your show and everything. I really got to understand this guy because of the fact that I hear what he's saying, but you know what? They're taking away our Constitution. They're taking away. I was in the Marine Corps. I did 10 years, 8 years in the Marine Corps. I fought for my country.
You're going to bring some street garbage into my neighborhood?
Let me tell you something.
You're going to have your garage sale bring some kind of resort trash in.
Let me tell you something.
All right, gentlemen.
I fought for my country. I fought so we could be free, so we could do what we want to do in this country. You know, you might have perverts living in your part of town, but I'm having a garage sale this weekend, 375 East Vermont Expressway in Paris, California. Everybody who wants to come can come.
Okay, now what you've just done is you've given a gold embossed invitation to a pervert to come on down your street and start picking up little, you know, kids. Nice gun, Jim.
Okay, he's gone. Obviously, that guy just wanted to plug his garage sale. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jane on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there, too, Phil. The guy's using your program to plug, he's got, you know, doilies he's selling.
Jane, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess my point is, first of all, I think that guy is very rude.
I'm rude. I'm talking about saving the lives of children.
No, you interrupt people.
Well, ma'am,
talking?
I'm not going to sit here and listen to somebody tell me garage sales are an institution. So was leaving your door unlocked.
You expect everybody to sit there and listen to you?
Yeah, it used to be an institution to wipe your rear end with newspaper. Do we do it anymore? No, we do not.
You've got a terrible mouth.
Anything else, ma'am? Because I'm talking about saving lives. You got some problem with my speech, maybe you ought to pick up an Emily Post and sit down in the bathroom and have yourself a good time.
Well, you know what? The problem with us, with this world, is people like you. You're just as bad as a pervert out there.
No, I think you're the pervert with your little garage sales and your little, hey, do you want to buy my collection of porcelain figurines? I have a pretty sad day when you let some perv take your daughter into a prostitution just to sell a salad spinner.
I'm from North Dakota, and we have garage sales all the time.
I bet you do. That's also where a lot of serial killers are from.
You're right, mister.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Wisconsin, thank you.
Well, I said North Dakota, but they're from everywhere.
What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference?
Of what?
Between North Dakota and Wisconsin.
Really? Do I really need to explain that?
Yeah, you do, because not a lot of us are all up on our North Dakota trivia these days.
You know what? North Dakota doesn't have this crap go on.
What's that?
We don't have people like you around here.
No, you just have like the posse comitatus not paying their taxes. Look, lady, you and your gang of perverts, stay away from my area.
Wow.
That's right.
You know what? You're a waste of time.
You know what? Plastic chip bowls are known to attract child molesters. You want to have your garage sale? Good for you. What you're doing, ma'am, is you're putting your sign up saying, hi, do you like little kids? Come on down this street. I got salad spinners up the wazoo, and by sunup tomorrow, there's going to be a snuff film with your kid in it. No, thank you. Well, look at this right over here. I shut it down over there.
What do you think?
See, right there. There's another one there. There's another one there. There's another one there. There's three garage sales that have sprung up since I've been on the air with you. I'm going to just shut that down. So what we're going to do is try and get as many people as we can to cooperate in shutting down these garage sales this weekend. And
why is the horn going off?
There's six garage sales now. Look, there's another one. And there's another one. There's another one. You got 9 garage sales that have opened up, Phil. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a sick deal.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
Or the citizens' auxiliary police, it might be called.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Again, all garage sales are going to shut down, baby. Because I don't need someone slipping the seat of a tricycle to get his kicks.
Hello? Boy, that guy finishes big, man. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance.